Okay. Well, good to all. And good Chodesh for Hanukkah to everybody. Seats over here and some down there also. I wanted to speak this evening about the subject of Hallel on Hanukkah. That's obviously a principal feature of our davening on Hanukkah. We say the full Hallel throughout Hanukkah. The Tosefta, in the first source, the Tosefta in Maseches Sukkah in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, says, Shmona Asar Yomim Bashana V'Laila Achas Karen Lehenes HaHallel. There are 18 days during the course of the calendar year, and one night when we say Hallel. And now when it says, when we say Hallel, it means what we call the full Hallel, Hallel Shalom. It doesn't include what we call Chatzi Hallel, like you say in Rosh Chodesh, the Chatzi Hallel, or the last 6 days of Pesach, we say Chatzi Hallel. Chatzi Hallel is a bit of a misnomer. It's not half. It's still most of Hallel, but we leave out certain parts. So that's not what it's talking about here. It's talking about the day, right, the day here. Now, like we say, I don't know, the other things we say, Chatzi doesn't exactly have. But anyway, anyway, be that as it may, that's not the topic here. The topic here is the full Hallel. So there are 18 days, and we're talking here also in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and they are, and here are the 18 days. Shmona Simei HaChag, 8 days of Sukkot. Chag always by itself means Sukkot. Okay, so 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres. Okay. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach. I'm sorry, Shmona Simei Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, that's 16. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Sukkot, that's 17. Vilelo, and the first night of Pesach, which is a separate discussion, we're not talking about that right now. Right, not everybody says it, although it says it's a Seder, and not every source has it. Okay, so Sukkot is 8. Again, Sukkot is 8, Sukkot including Shmini Atzeres. So 7 days of Sukkot plus Shmini Atzeres is 8. 8 days of Hanukkah is 16. First day of Pesach, that's 17. Pesach is only 1. And some people say it at night, also I don't go into that problem now, it's not our topic. And Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. Atzeres means Shavuos. It's a 1 day of Shavuos. There only is 1 day of Shavuos in there. So that's a grand total of 18. Okay, so that's what the Tosefta says, and obviously it includes the 8 days of Hanukkah. The Gemara, the major sugya of Hallel, is found in the Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yudam and Aleph, going over to Yudam and Beis, source number 2. Damar Yochanan, Mishum, 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 quotes this, the same Tosefta. Shmona, so Yom Shechet, Gomer, Bohenes, Hallel. That's why I say, these 18 days, you say the full Hallel, right? Shmona, Mechag, the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmona, Teres, Ushmona, Mechanukkah, the 8 days of Hanukkah, Yom Tov, Rishon, Shal Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, Shavuot. Here it doesn't say the night of Pesach. Again, that's not our topic tonight. But then this Gemara adds, that's true in Eretz Yisrael. Uvagola, meaning exile, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is in source 2. Esrim ve'echa, they're actually 21 days. Okay, so you have 3 extra days. You have Tisha Yemei HaChag, you have 9 days of Sukkot, including Shmini Atzeres, plus the extra days we call Simchas Torah, that's the 9th day. Okay, Shmoni Yemei Chanukah, that's the same, the 8 days of Chanukah. Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Pesach, the first 2 days of Pesach, and Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Atzeres, the 2 days of Shavuot. So you have 3 more, the extra one at the end of Sukkot, we call Simchas Torah, the 2nd day of Pesach, which we observe as Yom Tov and Chatzaris, and the 2nd day of Shavuos, which we observe as Yom Tov. So actually, instead of 18, there are 21. Okay, that's a fact. Now the Gemara asks, Maishna b'chag darminu kol yoma, or Maishna b'pesach d'lorminu kol yoma. The Gemara wonders, why is it that on Sukkot, we say Hallel, again, talking about the full Hallel now, all 8 days, the entire holiday of Sukkot, each day, whereas on Pesach, we only say the first day, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, the first 2 days, we treat, you know, the first 2 days, the second day is the same as the first. But why this distinction between Sukkot and Pesach with regards to Hallel? So the Gemara answers, the second paragraph in number 2 is Yudam Beis and Erchim. The Chag Chalukin Bekarbonoseihem, because on Sukkot, the days are not exactly the same. Each day of Sukkot, in a certain sense, is like an independent holiday. You know, it's connected in terms, at least, of the carbon, because the carbonas were not identical. On Pesach, every single day they brought the same carbon. Like we say in the, Tasula Yom Shiva, I mean, that famous Koyle, that's what it means. You do it like this, Tasula Yom Shiva, all 7 days of Pesach, it's the exact same carbon. Okay? But on Sukkot, each day, the number of cows offered is different. We'll see the Pesukim later. Okay, so in that sense, Sukkot, each day is sort of like a new Yontif, therefore it gets its own Hallel. Whereas on Pesach, ain't Chalukin carbon the same, the same carbon. So one Hallel suffices for the entire Pesach. Say Hallel once during the holidays, you say it the first day. Our question, what if someone didn't say it the first day, so say it the second day? You got to say it once during Hallel. Good. Then the Gemara goes on, side points for us tonight, but what about Shabbos? How come there's no Hallel on Shabbos? So Gemara says, you know, because after all, Shabbos has its own carbon too, different than the other day of the week, right? It's double, right? that we learned this morning, actually, right? This more it's no lo ikri moed. Shabra is not called a moed. Apparently, it has to be called a moed, a festival, in order to rank for hallel. Rosh Chodesh ikri moed lema. What about Rosh Chodesh? Okay, right, by the way, we were looking at Rashi in 3 on Yudav Beis Nerchem, fills in the blanks, right? Yemei Achag, Chalukim, Bechorban, the same, the days of Sukkot, each day is a different korban. The Pore Achag, Nismatim, Beholchin, right? The cows offered on Sukkot decrease each day one less than the previous day. Okay, what about Shabbos? Not called Moed. What about Rosh Chodesh? It is called Moed. Remember, Rashi figures out how we learn it out. Karlei Moed, and Medrasha, that the Rosh Chodesh in one place is referred to as a Moed. But then the Gemara says, no, because lo ikdish vasiyas malacha. There's no isa malacha on Rosh Chodesh. You're allowed to work on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh doesn't get halal either. And apparently, you only say halal, the siva, supposing Yeshaya, Ashiu, Yelachem, Kilelis, Kadesh Chag, Lala, Mekudus, Lechag, Ton Shirim, Vein Mekudus, Lechag, Ein Ton Shirim. Again, that's not our topic tonight, but Lemaisa, there's no halal on Rosh Chodesh either. So then the Gemara asks, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Okay, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Ikri Moed, they are called Moed. They're in the Parsha of the Modim, and there's Issa Malachas. How come there's no Halal and Rosh Hashanah Kippur? So Gemara says, no, Mishum de Revo, the famous Omer Revo, Omru Malachi Ashar, says in Kadosh Baruch Hu. Medjus says that once the Malachim Tainid, they complained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mipnei Ma, Ribon Hashalom, Mipnei Ma, Ein Yisol, Omer Shir Lefanecha, Rosh Hashanah Kippur. How come they don't say Halal? So Omer Lehen, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Adin, V'sipre Chaim, V'sipre Mesim, V'suchen Lefanev Yisol, Omer Shir Lefanecha. These are days of awe, right? Because Baruch Hu is sitting in judgment, and the book of the living and the book of the dead are open. That's not a time for hallel, right? They're not sad days, but they're serious, and we call them Yom Noroim, right? Days of awe. So that's not appropriate to say hallel in those days, right? And so then for us, the Gemara asks, well, what about Hanukkah? Well, Hanukkah, Dilo Hachi Velo Hachi, Vekomar. Hallel, the Hanukkah doesn't seem to, it's not called, it's not a Moed, there's no Issa Malacha. So, that's what the Rabbeinu Gershom, I printed in source 4, his commentary on the side of the page here in Erchid, the Yom Beis, the Lo Hachi Velo Hachi, Lo Cholok Bekarbon, there's nothing different about the Karbonas, Velo Mekudus Lechag, it's not sanctified as a Yontif, it's not called a Moed, Velo Asav Asiz Melacha, there's no Asiz Melacha, so Hanukkah doesn't seem to have any of the qualifications that we just mentioned for reciting Hallel. So my answer is Mishum Nisa. Hanukkah, we say Hallel because of the Nes, not because of the holiday, so much as because of the Nes. And then the Gemara asks, I'm not going to read the rest now, but Purim, what about Purim? So Purim also had a miracle. How come there's no Hallel on Purim? So Gemara has three famous answers. One answer is that there's no Shira on a holiday that took place, a miracle that took place outside of Eretz Yisrael, at least once they came into Eretz Yisrael. So Purim took place in Persia. So, okay, that's out. Another opinion says, no, we do say Hallel on Purim. Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel. That's Rashi. Kriyosa, Kriyas HaMegillah, Zuhil, the Hallel. That is the Hallel of Purim. And the third opinion is that Purim was an incomplete triumph because we still remain Akate of the Achashverosh, and we still remain under the thumb of Achashverosh and a foreign rule, foreign dominion. That Gemara doesn't mention that, but yeah. Anyway, that's about Purim. I'm not saying it's important, obviously, tonight. I'm interested about Hanukkah. So the reason we say Hallel on Hanukkah, according to this Gemara, is Mishum Niso. The question is, which miracle? What miracle are we saying Hallel for? Okay, the Gemara just says Mishum Nisa. We say Hallel, even though it doesn't fit to the requirements in the sense that there's no there's no, it's not Yontif and there's no Issa Malacha and there's no Karbonas. Okay, but we say it because of Nes. The question is what Nes? So Lechora, it would seem for a different Gemara, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph, source number 5, that the Nes referred to is the Yeshua, the salvation of the Jewish people from the hands of the Greeks. Why? The Gemara says on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Aleph in Pesachim, source 5, Amar Yehud Amar Shmuel, Shir Shabbat Torah. Okay, as Rashi says over there, 6, Oz Yashir Moshe, the Shira, we call it the Shira, Shira Tayam. That Moshe Yisrael Amru, B'Shah Sha'olam and Ayam. That song was sung by the Jewish people when they came out of the Yam Suf. Good. But V'Hallel Zeh Mi Omro, where did this Hallel come from? After all, let's go back for a step. Hallel, what we call Hallel, is simply a collection of prokim from Dylan. Right? Some people who say Tillim every day, so they say it every day, or you break it up by the days of the week or by the days of the month. So these are certain chapters in Tehillim, right? So where did the idea come from to recite these particular chapters in Tehillim as a special status called Hallel? You open up a Tanakh, and you find them in there as, starting with, I think, Kuf Yud Beis or whatever it is, Kuf Yud Gimel, okay, Kuf Yud Gimel, and several prokim row of Tehillim, the beautiful song, I'm not saying otherwise, but where did that come from? So the Gemara says, Nevi'im Shebeinayim Tiklu Shtula Henle Yisrael. She, oh, this is, again, this is Pesachim Kufiyot Zanam and Aleph. Nevi'im Shebeinem Tikta Yisrael. She Omer Osar Kol Perik Operik Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shol Tava Aleihem. The Nevi'im, we don't know which Nevi'im, but at some point in history, Nevi'im instituted that the Jewish people recite Hallel on certain occasions, Perik Operik, and Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara Shol Tava Aleihem. Every disaster which shouldn't come upon us, which it did. When we get saved from that threat, we should say it. Says Rashi, in Surah 6, Rashi, it says, the tzars that don't come upon them. That's just euphemistic, you know. It means, right, right. Klomar, Shim Chas Shalom, Tovo Tzara Aleim, B'Yivosher Mena. If Chas Shalom, some tragedy befalls the Jewish people, and we get saved, Omrim Osa Al Gulosan, Kegon Chanukah, says the Rashi. For example, Hanukkah. Okay, that's the example Rashi understands from that Gemara Pesachim. So does the Rashbam, whose parish is more expansive in the 10th parak of Pesachim there. Okay, it says more or less the same as Rashi, really. Okay, we want to know where did Hallel and so on come from. So it came from this Takonis Devim, and right there, we chas Hashem as a Torah, we get redeemed, we'll say it, Kigon Hanukkah, the Rashbam says also. Now this would seem to indicate, therefore, that we're going back and put this together with the Gemara and Erechim, that when the Gemara and Erechim and Daf Yud, back in Source 2, said that we say Hallel and Hanukkah because of the Nes. What's the Nes? That we were saved from the threat of our enemies, right? That's the miracle of the triumph, the physical, material, military triumph over the Greeks. That fits in with this Gemara.
The Takon of Nevi'im is stronger than the Takon of Samaritan.
We'll have to see. I don't want to talk about that, but it's an important question. But anyway, that's what emerges. So when it says Mishum Nisa, it means the Nes of the triumph. And the truth of the matter is, you know, Tosis and Sukkah, on Mem Dalam Bay, Zivamasal Kanber Mikdosh 8, you know, says that this, it's specifically, you know, there's a difference perhaps between a Yochid and a Tzibor with regards to the Hallel. And the Gemara, the Tosis there in Sukkah, Mem Dalam Bay, quotes this Gemara in Pesachim, okay? And it says, we're talking about a salvation that applied to the whole Jewish people, not a personal salvation somebody experienced. Right? The idea of instituting Hallel was for, you know, for all of Klal Yisrael. That's how the Chidah. In one of his chuvas, the source line, Charles Chuvas Chaim Shal, Chelik Bey, Simonid Aleph, he said, that's why Rashi said, Rashi and Rashbam said, Kigon Chanukah. Rachi Daiki, Divrei Rashi, and Tosafot really alludes to it, but he says, Rachi Daiki, Divrei Rashi, Pirsham, Bezel Shal, Al Kol Tzor, Shal Tov, etc., Kigon Chanukah, second line of nine, Muchach, Divrei Rashi, Zal, Datakona, Lohaisa El Al Tuas Kol Yisrael, Min Tarazim. That's what Rashi is to give an example for. We understand what the Gemara says without saying Kigon Chanukah. When the Jewish people are saved, what does it say, Kigon Chanukah? No, it says the Chidor, and really to allude to in that Tosis. It's talking about when the whole Jewish people was is a threat that, impacted the whole Jewish people. And he says, it's not one city or one town or one family, the whole Jewish people. Okay, that's the Takonis Devim is on all of Kais. Okay, now...
That means that the Yavanim must the Jews and then lived in bubbles.
Okay, that's a further discussion, but apparently which we can't far extend it also. Now, anyway, if you look in Source 10, this is a Brisa in a work called Megillus Tainus. Megillus Tainus, so the Scroll of Fist in English, Megillus Tainus is an ancient work which many assume was actually the first piece of Torah Shabbat Peh to be written down. That is a scroll where basically there were certain dates during the calendar year when they observed in the days of the Beis HaMikdash like a mini yontif. There wasn't a shemalacha, there weren't any mitzvahs associated. I would say that the parallel today would be the skip tachanon. You know, it would be some small note of what happened. It's stronger than that. A little, right. So it's also stronger than that. But I mean, basically, what it all had to do was something was done to make a repair in the Beis HaMikdash or in Yerushalayim. They did something to enhance the Beis HaMikdash. It's something substantial, right? It's a, right. It had to do with the Beis HaMikdash or the walls or something along those lines. So actually, Chanukah is mentioned in Megillus Tainus. In fact, in the famous Gemara on Chaf Aleph, it says, my Chanukah is the Tanur Banan, is from Megillus Tainus. So there in Megillus Tainus, talking about the month of Kislev and his days in every month. So in the month of Kislev, it says, Umar ra'u ligmar ben esahalo, ulamedcha shekol tshua utshua shasa chadosh baruch l'Yisrael, hei magdim lafona behalo v'shevach. And he quotes a pasuk and say, for Ezra v'yanu, we'll see it later, v'yanu kolom behalo v'hodos Hashem kito kolom chasko, ayisoh v'cholom hariyo tshua gedolo behalo Hashem, etc. Al hustad beis Hashem, when they fix up the beis HaMikdash. Anyway, so that's the Megillus Tanis, which kind of has, you know, a little bit of a a scriptural source, but that's the idea. Now, what comes out from there actually is that this notion, just a moment, of saying the whole Hallel, okay, it may even have a root in a pasuk. Okay, that when they built the second Beis Hamikdash and so on. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all these nisim and niflos and so on. So there is a, you asked before about Takanas Nevi'im, okay, is that a higher than other Drabbanans? So maybe, actually. Okay, and what I wanted to point out from that is the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis on Chav Vav and Aleph, the Mishnah there is talking about the Mamodos. Now, Mamodos were, there were certain occasions where people got together and said, they read certain parts of the Torah, the Anshei Mamod didn't have shuls like we have today, but at the same time that the Karbonos were being brought in Yerushalayim, so they would get together in different cities, and they would say, a group of people, and so would say certain things, and so on. So the Mishnah says in Tanis Chavom and Aleph, certain tefillos, be'echad b'teves lo'hoya b'mamod. There was no, they did not do a maimed on joy on special occasions, and one of them was Echad B'Tevis. Why? Shahaya Bo'Hallel, because it was Hallel on that day, and also Korban Musav, it was a Shkodesh, it was Korban Musav, Echad B'Tevis, that's today, right, the first of Tevis, as it happens, and it was a Korban, it was also Korban Eitzim, which I'm not going to now. What is Echad B'Tevis? Rashi there says in 12 Tainis Chavom and Aleph, Echad B'Tevis, Shavuos Chodesh, and also Hanukkah. Now, that's a good question. Ask the Gemara, one second. So what do you mean? So why Rosh Chodesh Teves? We're listening to Nami 13, the Gemara in Tainus on Chof Ches Amud Bey is commenting on that part of the Mishnah. We're listening to Nami Echad B'Nisan. Echad B'Nisan also is Hallel, because Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there was a Korban, and also Korban Eitzim was a special Korban, they brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash. So why wasn't that included? Why did the Mishnah only mention Rosh Chodesh Teves and not Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which also had those three? Rosh Chodesh Tevis and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, yeah. Okay, so the question is, why isn't Rosh Chodesh Nisan included? So Amar Rava, okay, Zos Omeres Halela Debreis Yarcha Lav Doraisa, because Halal Rosh Chodesh doesn't count. Okay, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was Halal, but that's only based on custom. Halal Rosh Chodesh doesn't count. It's not Doraisa. Okay, not Doraisa.
Doraisa,
yeah, that's what I'm pointing out. And he quotes that same Tosef that we started with, right? 18 days, and Chutzah is 21 days, everything we mentioned before. Okay? And then the Gemara here appends the story. Okay, at the very end, this is Chav Ches Amud Beis and Tainus. Rav Iklal Abavel, well, one day Rav grew up in Eretz Yisrael and started on the Beit HaNasi. When he migrated to Bavel, so he came and he found the Rosh Chodesh, the end of 13, Chazino de Kakari Halal Rosh Yacha. They were saying Halal Rosh Chodesh. Rav had never seen such a thing. What's going on today? Apparently in Eretz Yisrael, that was not the meaning. So Rav Sovar, Rav Sekimri, wanted to stop me. He said, what's going on here? Well, what's today? It's Rosh Chodesh, right? But then, Keva, the Chaz, the Komedalgi, the Luge, we saw, they say what we call Chatzi Ali, they skipped certain things. He realized, oh, it's just a minig. Okay, Omar Shmamina, minig of a Sammy Dame, so he left them alone. So that was the minig in Bavel. But in any event, huh? That's a question. They didn't hear to make a bracha. That's a question. Okay? But look in Rashi, okay? It's the same page, but here it's the next page, the end of 14. Minaga was saying, Bidein, Aval Halel the Chanukah. So why don't you say the same thing on Rosh Chodesh Tevis? No, because Rosh Chodesh Tevis is Chanukah. This today and tomorrow are the one and only Rosh Chodesh is during the year when we say the full Halel because of Chanukah. Okay, and that's what it says. The locs Aval Hal the Chanukah can go and be Echad B'Tevis Vaday Dochi. The Kavan the Neviim Tiknu. Okay, the Rashi says again. Hal and the Chanukah was into the Neviim. She Omer Osa Kol Perikol Perikol Tzar Shol Tovayim. Ushnigalim You Omer Osa Galos. And here's your point. Kido Raisa Dami. That's the language of Rashi. What can I tell you? The Hal and Chanukah is Kido Raisa. You know, it's like the Raisa. It's not the Raisa, maybe, but it's Kido Raisa Dami. Okay, and so that's what Rashi says. So we see that the Hallel on Chanukah has a very exalted status. I mean, Rashi says, Kidoraisa Dami, that's the Rashi in Tanis. The Rashi in Psachim, that we said before, when the Gemara quotes, it was instituted by the Nevi'im, Rashi gave Chanukah as the example, okay, par excellence, the example of a Hallel's instituted. So Hallel on Chanukah has a very, very important root. The Me'iri, full disclosure, on that Sugin Tanis, there's printed on Chav Zayin and Beis. The Me'iri doesn't want to go so far. He quotes the Mishnah. He says, and he says at the end there, he says, "V'hu kishel Torah mitaras osasur." It also says Kishalwam. It's part of the Taklos of Rosh Chodesh and Elaminik. Hala Rosh Chodesh, that's only a minik. But Hala Chanukah, you know, like Rashi says Kedorais, he also says Mitaris Lo Sosa. Now that may be only Darabonan. Lo Sosa is only Darabonan. Okay, I don't mean we can split hairs, but the point is, does he mean Darabonan? Rashi says Kedorais Adami. He says also Kishal Torah, but Mitaris Lo Sosa. Lo Sosa is the pasuk which teaches that we can't veer away with Darabonan Institute. So that could be the Nevi'im too. So your question we could discuss is that it's higher level, but it's a pretty high level Hala. That's the point. Yeah. Apparently, it all three things. You need to have Hallel and Musaf and Korban Eitzim. Okay, I don't go into that now. But bottom line is, putting all this together, we see that the Hallel and Chanukah is on a high level, whether it's the Raisa, a very strong Drabana, Nevi'im, it's a high level. But it seems to be that it's in commemoration of the Nes, the Yeshua, that took place at the time of Chanukah. The military triumph, the salvation of the Jewish people from a physical perspective. The problem is, or the question is, so now going back to what we started with, so how come we have to say Chanukah each of the 8 days? Should be like Pesach. One day, remember we said at the beginning, on Pesach, we only say Hallel the first day, or Kutzar the first 2 days. Right? Again, forget the Chatzi Hallel, that's a minute. Right? But on Pesach, as opposed to Sukkot, where we say Hallel, the full Hallel, every single day. On Pesach, we only say Hallel the first day. Why? The Gemara said, because Sukkot has a different carbon every day. So therefore, on Sukkot, we say each day is like its own Yontif. Nashen, okay, Pesach, one Hallel counts for the whole holiday. So why don't we say the same thing on Chanukah? We should say Hallel the first day, and that's it, like Pesach. That's the question. But yet, that's not our practice, obviously. The Rambam, Hilchos Megillah Chanukah Paragim Olachei, the Rambam writes in 16, B'chol Yom V'Yom Mishmonos Hayom Elu Gomrim Es HaHallel. Each one of the days we say the entire Hallel, the Omer Lefano of Baruch Atah Hashem, etc., etc. We say the Baruch Ligmor Es HaHallel, Ligmor Es HaHallel, issue now, Beim Yochid, Beim Mitzibur, and even though it's a Drabbanan, we say it anyway, like we say on all other Drabbanans, Mikra Megillah, etc. Okay, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins too. Our Chaim Sim Top Reish Pei Gimel Sif Aleph Hilchos Chanukah Kol Shmonos Sim Chanukah Gomrim HaHallel all 8 days. And we don't say Tachan, etc., etc. So the question is why? Why doesn't one Hallel suffice for the entire holiday of Chanukah the same way it does on Pesach? So we said Sukkot is different than Pesach because on Sukkot, you know, I printed a Pesukim here in Parshas Pinchas, okay, in Perk Chof Tes of Parshas Pinchas. You look what it says by Sukkot. Etc. The 15th day of the month of Tishrei, you have a holiday, and what do you bring? So in Yud Gimel, we grab them Ola Yisrael from Hashem Parim B'nei Makor Shlosha Asar, 13 cows. Then you look in Pesuk Yizayin of Yom Hasheni Parim B'nei Makor Shnei Masar, Chafu Yom Hashishi Parim Hashem Asar Elim Shlaim, etc. Down to Pesuk Lamed Beis Yom Hashri Parim Shiva, so from 13 down to 7. So the Gemara says Sukkot, therefore, since a different carbon is bought every day, so therefore it makes each day like its own separate yontif. Therefore, it gets its own hallel because of the difference in carbonos. So take a look, very interesting. In the Siddur Rashi, check me up on it. But Siddur Rashi, it's Siman Shin Yud Ches. Now whether Rashi himself, it's in the base medrash of Rashi from his Talmidim, whether he wrote himself Siddur Rashi. So it says Shachris Mispalos Shmoneh Esrei Umaskirin Alanisim Bahuda. On Chanukah we say the Shmoneh Esrei, we say Alanisim and Modim. Good. Gom Ritzila Karo Es HaHallel, we say Hallel. V'Gomrin Oso Kol Shmoneh Yomim, we say the full Hallel all 8 days. Misod Chachomim. Okay. L'Pirsum Enis, will come back to that, and that means that, and they're among the 21 days. And he quotes that whole story like we said before: 18 days in Eretz Yisrael, 21 days in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. But look what he says on the third line. He says, Shechanukah choluk b'karbonoso. Chanukah is different karbonos. V'gomer is a hallel, kol shmona. But Pesach, shehush b'karbonoso, ein gomer. What's he talking about, karbonos? So he says, Rashi seems to be saying that the reason we say all Chanukah, each of the 8 days of Chanukah, we say hallel, each of the 8 days of Chanukah, is because there's also a concept of chalukim b'karbonos, different karbonos. What karbonos on Chanukah? So the answer is by Wilayne, on Chanukah, every day, a different, it's actually the carbon was the same, but the person was different, right? We know, right? In Parshas Noso, the laning for Chanukah, I printed a few of them. That's the Rashi. The Rashi. right? It's kolok mekorban also. That's what it seems to mean. Okay, and look what it says in Parsha Nos. So we know this, right? We've been following this whole week, right? Right? Nosi echad layom, nosi echad layom. Every day a different nosi brought the carbon. So on the first day it was Nachshon and Melat Yehuda. Etc. So in a certain sense, this is what Rashi is saying, Chanukah is also Chalukim B'Korban Hoseim, similar to Sukkot, and therefore it gets its own hallel each of the 8 days. That is it was the same, actually, with a different person. So it had a chalos of different. The question is, exactly. It's a very problematical answer. Okay, it's a very problematical answer because, after all, those karbonas had absolutely nothing to do offhand with Hanukkah. It wasn't even that time of year. Okay, those karbonas were brought in the month of Nisan when they put up the Mishkan. They weren't brought this time of year in Kislev. However, that is the Kriyas HaTorah for Hanukkah. You look in the Mishnah in Megillah, Lamed Beis 21. The Mishnah there lists what the laning is on each of the different Yom Tovim. We don't exactly follow everything in the Mishnah, but what it says towards the end of the second line is B'Hanukkah B'Nisiyim. And Hanukkah, obviously, there's no actual laning from the Torah about Hanukkah because it didn't happen yet. Okay? So Hanukkah, we read about from the Nesiim, as Rashi there says. Why do we read about the Nesiim? Because there's a thematic connection. Because the Nesiim was a dedication of the Mizrach, the Mishkan. Hanukkah was also a rededication, so there's a thematic connection. In fact, the Or Zeruah, I printed in 23 in the Chelek Beis and Shin Chof Aleph, said that's why the holiday is called Hanukkah. That's why we call it Hanukkah. Lefichach nikra Chanukah al shem Chanukas the Mizbeach shenistar ubnau. Right, the Mizbeach and the Beis Hamikdash was defiled and lacking in its kedusha and so on, and they rebuilt it. Okay, and that's why we can connect it to Chanukas and Nesiim and so on. So it was also a form. So it's connected. Okay, and in the Masechta Sofrim it says that's what we do. Parakhaf alach yud. Okay, on Chanukah in the Masechta Sofrim, Acharkach Motzin Sefer Karm and Nesiim, Vayem Akav Yom Rishon, Mechein Lechol Yom Yomo Ad Yom Hashmini. That's how the Rambam Paskin Hilchos Tefila Parak Yud Gimel Alach Yud Zayin. Okay, B'Chanukah B'Yom Rishon Karm Berkas Konim. The Mishnah Sfarat starts with Berkas Konim the first day. We don't Shkazim don't. But okay. And then by Michael Yom Rishon, also Kachanim, Kachmonim or Kachanim, yeah. Or by Hasheni, Karin Karban, Nasi Shikubisheni, and so on and so forth, right? And Shochar Achtu, Sim Taif, Taf Reish, Peidalot, Arachayim, Sifal, Hilchos Chanukah, Karin Berkabonis, Nasiim, Sheparas, and Naso, and it quotes two different Minhagim, a different Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael than here. By us here in Chutzarts, we read, let's say, tomorrow will be the seventh, well, tomorrow's just quoted. So it's yesterday, Friday. Okay, so it's Yom HaChamishi. So we read, for the coin and the label, we split Yom HaChamishi up, and then we read the next day, Yom HaShishi. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning to this day, is they split Yom HaChamishi, and then they repeat Yom HaChamishi.
Same thing
with Sukkot, similar parallel to Sukkot. There they read the same thing four times in Halamot, right? But anyway, be that as it may, that's what Shulchan Aruch talks about over here. But Lemaisa, we read it, so maybe that's what Rashi is driving at, that even though it's true, the Nesiim wasn't this time of year, and it was a different time, but the fact is it's linked. And the truth is that it's in more length than that. Like, you hear what I'm saying? It's what Rashi says, the reason we say Hallel, each of the 8 days of Hanukkah is parallel to Sukkot, in that the carbon is different each day. What carbon? The answer is what we lane as the carbon. We recall the Nesiim, even though it didn't happen this time of year. But it's a little deeper than that. The Tur, it's in the Tur Reish Pei Dal 27, says, Karin Parshas Noso B'Nesiim Gimel Chol Yom, Omefarish B'Psikti, quotes a Medrash, Mishum Shenishla Melechas HaMishkan B'Chofei B'Kislev. Actually, the original Mishkan, the work was completed on the 25th of Kislev. That should have been a dedication. Yes. In fact, I'll read you the Medrash here. Okay, the Medrash in a few places I quoted here. So, Bamidbar Rabbah, my parent parsha is also parsha Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis. Lefisha Melechas at 28. Lefisha Melechas Hamishkan Nigmar B'Chofei B'Kislev. Ve'Omer Hamishkan Mekupal Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Mishkan remained folded up, still in the box, not yet operational, until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Bahai Yisrael Omer Harish Asino Mishkan Maslai Tavor Shkin. What's going on? We finished. It's all built. What's right? The Tisha B'Soch Maaseh Adeno Kishegia Rosh Chodesh Nisan Tiva Kadosh Baruch Hu Lakim Etzah Mishkan. Okay, and now Bosi Lagani, etc. And it's elaborated on a little further in different midrashim. I quoted the Alkut Shimonim and Malachim Aleph. That's by the Binyan of the Beis Hamikdash. Remez Kuf Pei Dalet. B'chein atar motzi for 29 b'malechus hamishkan amar b'chanina b'chafei b'kislev nigmar malechus hamishkan v'asim akum arecha b'nisan. And why they wanted to wait until then, because that's when Yitzhak was born, and Yitzhak Avinu has some connection over there. And look at the end of 29, the Yalkut Shemona says, u'me'ata hifsid kislev. you know, the month of Kislev got gypped out, cheated out, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Shadigma Baloch, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alayla Shalom, I'll pay you back. I said to the month of Kislev, I'll pay you back. So the connection is a little deeper than Stam. We have to find something that connects to Chanukah, Stam Mizbeach. So we lane that. Actually, in a certain sense, the laning that we lane by Omar Rishon should have been Chavei Kislev. It was the same time of year. Lemaisa didn't turn out that way. Because Baruch Hu delayed it till Nisan for whatever the reason. But the Yitzchak Avinu, whatever, wanted in that month. But still, it shows a deep connection to the this time of year, and the Nesi'im said, maybe that's what Rashi had in mind. The Nesi'im Rashi, that it's like Sukkot. You're right. In actuality, these Karbonos were not bought this time of year. But in a certain sense, you know, it should have been. It wasn't, but it should have been. So, and therefore, it has to be lame. Yeah.
So is a bringing back the Anani Kolod.
Right, that's like the Golden Gold connection. Yeah. Okay. So that's one answer, yeah. No, there's a medrash. I don't think so. Maybe that's Sukkim. I mean, you know, if you look in the medrash, Bossy, like, I mean, it goes, but I don't know. But now,
one of the reasons
that's mitzvah. Yeah, that's what I see. Yeah, yeah. Now, however, again, I have to acknowledge the fact that this answer, that's why I would say, is a little bit of a stretch, maybe. I don't know. Look what Rashi says in the Siddur Rashi, but, you know, let's look for a few more answers to this question, why we say hello every day. Okay, connection to Chalukim and Karbonos. Said, okay, Rashi says it, but, you know, it's a little less than fully satisfactory. Let's put it that way. Let's
why we don't say hello and
okay. Well, that's because not Chalukim we're saying. But okay.
No,
good.
We take the other reason.
Yeah.
It depends on the question of why you have 8 days of
Chanukah.
Each day is a separate name.
Okay, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. Good. But now let's look. Is that really, so what you're saying is you're getting us into, as we were saying, what Nais was a Nais for the triumph. But now, if you look in the Gemara, okay, that Gemara, Chaf Aleph and Beis in Shabbos, which is from Megillas Tanis, actually, not the part that I quoted, the same section. The Gemara asks, my Chanukah, the Tana Rabbanan, right? We'll look at Rashi as my Chanukah, al eizen Nais kva'ua. Right? The Gemara, what do you mean, my Chanukah? What miracle? So Rashi, the Gemara, tells the whole story. On the 25th of Kislev, we have 8 days where we don't have any fasting, etc. Kishenitlasi, one of my hechel, timu kolash, one of my hechel, etc. They came in, they defiled everything. And then Kishagabra machus beis chashmonoi, the nitzchum, right? Bodkuvel, omotzel, apach, achet, shos, echet, shos, shemet, shemurach, and chosom, shel, coin goro. They found only one flask with the coin goro's. You asked, you know, the Beis Yosef, same as Kasha, right? Why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? The miracle was only 7 days. The first day, there was no miracle. They had enough oil for the first day. So I mentioned that someone printed a sefer called Ner Lameya that has 100 answers to that Kasha. A couple of years ago, my son picked up a sefer in Eretz Yisrael that has 500 answers to that question, and I have it at home, and he just told me he saw a sefer that has 1,000 answers to that Kasha. Okay. Nowadays, progressive, progressive. Everything gets better. I heard one answer is... Right, correct. I heard one answer that it says here they only found one flask with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. That was the only Hashgacha, one Hashgacha. And everybody accepted it. That's a nice.
Yeah.
You didn't need to have the Volover and then they're about there and it's only OU and then one Hashgacha was good enough.
What was it?
Iron Gadol. So that was sufficient, and everybody accepted it. That was an ace the first day. Okay. Be that as a Roitorsky, the Sakazius, he told me what's a different Tarsk, because Tosas is. Yeah, Tosus asks on that page in Shabbos, what did they found them? But there's such a thing called Tumas Hesed, Heis Samach Tes, means moving. So what good did it do they found? But by picking it up and moving it, they made it Tomei. So, but they only walked over it and so on and so forth. So the Tosus' answer was underground. So I think he said from one of the Chassidim, Rabbanim of Peshitza, he says, no, the Nais the first day was that nobody thought about Kasha. So he used it. Okay, anyway, be that as it may. So the Gemara has all these nice quotes, and the Gemara says at the end, right, they made these 8 days, Yom Tov Mahalo Behodo. And Rashi says in 31, the last Rashi Hong Garcinum, right? Losh Asurna Malocha, Zoysa Malocha, Shalonikbon El Likros Halal, Belomar Alanisim Behodo. So now this already, this Gemara says that the Hallel, that those are the last words, right? They made these days holidays, Behallel Behodah, saying Hallel, right? That means our Hallel. And here, at least, it already mentioned the Nais of the Shemen. So here already, the implication of this Gemara, it's not just the Nais of the Triumph, but this Gemara said, contributing to making these days of Hallel was Lo Motzal Apachshel Shemen, etc. That already is another, when the Gemara in Erechim says Nisa, we thought it meant the Nais of the Yeshua. Well, I'm not saying it didn't, they're not in Mishnah exclusive, but this Gemara implies that it's as well the Nais of the candles. In fact, there's a collection of Midrashim Rabbi Yehuda David Eisenstein, in the early, very early, I think in the 1904, something like that, collected, I know he did it without computers or whatever else, but he collected obscure midrashim, let's put it that way. And he put to the same called Otsa, he had a whole bunch of Otsa, different songs, one's called Otsa Midrashim. And it's been reprinted. You get them online. I found that out in the Bar-Lan. So I think I have it too. I have most of them. But pretty good. I have it home. And there's Otsa Bikuchim and Otsa. There's a lot of the prolific. Anyway, so the Otsa Midrashim in Chanukah is something called Medrash Chanukah. And it tells the story and so on and so forth. But what he says for our purpose is look at the fourth line of that paragraph in 32. Val Hatzalosam Vinei Sa'osich. Osich means the flesh. I'm being saved, and it's not Nusach exclusive. This medrash called Maisa Chanukah, Nusach Beis, whatever that medrash is, however old it is, this medrash says two things. Hatzalosam, V'osik, V'gam Osik, V'neis Osik, both of them. Okay, so now we can understand the following. Says the Machzor Vitri, which is also in the base medrash of Rashi, in 23, Simon Reish Lam and Ches, the Machzor Vitri, why do we say Chanukah Olei Days? Not like it said in the Siddur Rashi because of the Karbonos, but rather, Omer Ani, in the Machzor Vitri, again, that's from Simcha Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, we talk Chanukah Choluk B'nei Roseha, different number of candles every night. That's why. Each day is different in a sense. The first day, like one candle, second day, two, and so on and so forth. Okay? The weakness of that answer is obviously, well, let me first I'll say the answer, right? This Machzor Vitri is saying the reason each day of Chanukah is a separate Hallel is because each day is a new mitzvah. Tonight, like one candle, two candles, on. The only problem, and that's why Avudram also writes like that. Okay? The Avudram says, look at the third line, right? The Avudram is a very, David Avudram, one of the Rishonim, very important in the Yonim of Siddur and Arachayim and so on, and under Chanukah in 34. So he writes, we go around and say, Hallel, we say the whole Hallel and so on, and he says, Lafi, third line, Lafi Shekol Shmonis Mechanukah, Yesh Bechol Echaren, Dover Chodesh. Each day is something new, namely Shuner Echad Yosef, one extra candle. Okay, and Chesukah says the Karbonos. Okay, and then so that's what he says also. Like, and whereas Pesach is the same every day. The problem is that's the way we do it. The Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. Okay, but you look in the Gemara and Chaf Alam Beis in Shabbos 35. Tanabon and Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Nerishu Beiso. The basic mitzvah does not require you to change and add a candle each time. One candle per household per night. Doesn't matter if it's the first night, the third night, or the eighth night. It's like the same number of candles. And even by Mahajid, even the second level, is also Ner Lechol Echad Ve'Echad, one candle per household member, but doesn't change. You have five people in your house, so like five the first night, five the second, and five the third, and five the eighth night. It's only the third level, Mahajid and Mahajid, and then we have the Machokas Be'Sham Mithil. You go up, you go down. Okay, we possibly go up. And then, you know, and then there's a machokas tos in the Rambam. Everybody goes up with just one per. Okay, but look in the Rambam. Parag Dal Alach Aleph 37. Parag Dal Alach Chanukah Alach Aleph. Kama Neiris Umadlik Chanukah Mitzvah Shishakol Bayis Ubayis Madlik Ner Echad. That's the basic mitzvah, and you're also 100%. You're not Mahadrin or Mahadrin and Mahadrin, but you yotzei the mitzvah, right? That's the Rambam writes. Call you Shakol Bayis Ubayis Madlik Ner Echad Bein Shahayu Anshe Bayis Merubin Bein Shahayu Bayis Adam Echad. Doesn't matter. Lots of people in the house, one person in the house. It doesn't matter which side. Then Mahadir is even more. Mahadrim and Mahadrim is even more. So the Rambam says, you know, that's what he says. Eventually, okay, Ketan is Malacha Beis. There are 10 people in the house. The first night, you light 10 candles. Second night, 20. Up to 80 the third night. Right? The eighth night, rather. Right? Although he does acknowledge Malacha Gimel, the Minig in his land was only one per household. Okay, not they never get up to 80. In Shulchan Aruch, again, this is the old question. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Tosas. Okay, Kamen Eres Madlik, some top Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Beis. Okay, Kamen Eres Madlik, Belaila Rishon Madlik Echad, Mikamelech Mosi, Beholech Echad, Behol Laila. It's interesting. The Shulchan Aruch only mentions Mahajan and Mahajan. Never, it's noteworthy. I don't have an answer. He doesn't. The Rambam quotes all three options. The Shulchan Aruch right over here only says, "What are you doing?" I guess by that time it was so widespread, it's everybody does. But
you expected to live in that was wrong.
It's hard to say. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, and he said, right. So the Rambam adds that we do it. Everybody lights in the side of only one. Okay. This is what Taz points out. It's unusual because the Mechaber passes like Tosis and the Rambam passes like the Rambam. Okay. A lot of literature about that, not for now. But at least that's another reason why we have Hallel each of the 8 days, because each day is different, at least the way we do it. Again, the weakness of that is it's not absolutely necessary, but okay. You look in Tosas, in Tainus, I'm not talking Chav Chesma Bay, 39, gives a different reason. And maybe this is more what Lila was saying before. Okay, he speaks about the difference between Sukkot and Pesach, we mentioned before, and he says that Chanukah, look at the end of the first line, the Chanukah, Dinahu Ligmar Halel the Chola Cheshon Hoya Hanes Misgadel. Never mind what we do, lighting candles more than the miracle increased every day. Every day of Hanukkah was a new miracle. It wasn't supposed to burn, it burned again. It wasn't supposed to burn, it burned again. Right? Each day the miracle increased. Before it was only supposed to one day, wow, burn 2 days. And I thought, wow, burn 3 days. Each day it was more. So that's what Tosa says. There's a new halal every day because the miracle continued every day. That I think is a good answer. Okay? That's he says, Kol Yomim, Dichol Aches Yomim, Hoya Anes Misgadel, Hoya Kol Chad Bechad Yomtiv. Therefore, each day is its own entity because the miracle continued on. It was a new miracle each day. The Meiri also writes like that. Okay? Alpha and on that page in Shabbos, Chaf Alvin Beis, Dibur Matzvah, Natsun Yan Anes. The Alpha Pishim Gulus Mitzrayim, Ein Gomer Talal, Yom Rishon. Okay? And Sukkah is different because Karbonas, and Chanukah Shiny on the second line. Shabbachol Yom Bayom, Hoya Hanes Misrabev, or Mischadish Yoser. Okay? Belaila, Rishon Yosham, Nais Hashem, Varcha, Gula, Valadot, Messias Apach, and Torah. They anticipate to make Yosef Kaiser, they found something. And each night, the oil continued to burn. The miracle was even greater than it was the night before. So that's the third answer. Again, you know, the Rashi, the Siddur Rashi, that has to do with the different Karbonos of the Nesiim. We have the Machzavitch, that has to do with the fact that we change each day, we do something different each day with the candle. And the answer toast the Miri over here, that it's not a matter of what we do, but it's a matter of the miracle improving or increasing every single night. Shabbat Aleket collects other shitas. Simkuf Ayin Dalad. He asks our question 41, but we ask his question. V'lama Gomrin, he's before us. V'lama Gomrin, it's Ahala B'chanakeh. Matzos Yatam B'Shem Rebbeinu Shlomo. Okay, that's maybe that Rashi. Mitoch Shichaluka B'nei Roseh, the Nachs of Vitri. Okay, he quotes that answer. Each day is different. That's one answer he gives. Then V'achir B'nyamin, he a lot of times quotes his brother, who's a Talmud Chacham. V'achir B'nyamin, Pirishatam L'magran Ha'al Shiris V'chanak Ha'zrai Neis Nischadish V'chol Yom B'yom. That's what we just saw from Tosin the Miri. Okay, that Teretz. He quotes that Teretz. A third Teretz, Od Tam, fifth line. Ki Chanukah Nikras Hashem Shenischanech Habayis V'huch Shal Avoda. Chanukah, like we said before, he doesn't connect it to the Nesiim per se, but rather to the concept of Chinuch or Chanukah. Okay, and he quotes and he says that we find, just like Moshe, forget about the wisdom, just like Moshe made something special for so many days, so we make something special for so many days. And so to Ezra, okay, and he quotes Psukim, look in 42 for saying, Nehemiah Perk in Chazal, Ezra Nehemiah is one safer. Okay, so Nehemiah Perk in base, Pasuk Hazayim, look what it says when they built the second base Hamikdash. Uva Chanukas Chomus Yushalayim. Biksu Talavim Bechoma Komos Malavim Lushalaim, Lasos Chanukah, the Simcha, the Sodos, the Shir, Mitzal Time, the Valam Kanah. Chanukah is mentioned in the Tanakh, not our Chanukah, but when they met, you see the word of air, right, for the Chumash, right. And the Pasuk in Ezra, when they built the Heichal on the second base of Mikdash, so that was the Pasuk quoted before, and Ezra Paragimel, Pasuk in Aleph. Right, Vayanu Bahalel Ubahodos Hashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, etc. So they have a precedent, so to speak, for saying Hallel. So those are the answers that are found in the Shmuel Halakhah. So that's a different one that we said before. Okay. Another possible answer we alluded to it before is in the Siddur Rashi, but it's in the Machzavitch also that same place. It's in Reish Lamed Ches. 44. Shachris mispalos shmona esrei umaskirin alisim behodah gomru tzilu shachris korot ahalo v'gomrin mishon esrei. That's some text missing. Miso zekenim de pirsume nisahu. There may be another answer. That every day you say halal, that is a kiyum in pirsume nisa, which we know is a major element of Chanukah. We always think pirsume nisa is about lighting the candles in the window and so on. But we see clearly that pirsume nisa affects halal also. How do we see that? Because it's the Gemara. Gemara in Brachos Yud Dalam and Aleph 45. The Gemara asks, "Boy minei achi tana de beruchim or bechia?" Okay, it doesn't mean his brother that was his name, actually, whatever. The halal of Megillah Ma'ushi Hafsik. The sugi there in the beginning of the second paragraph of Brachos tells us, as we know, that you're allowed to be mafsik during Kriya Shema on a certain important occasion. Somebody greets you. Somebody needs your yira or covered. Right? Remember that mission. So the Gemara says, "What about by halal and by Megillah?" So the Gemara says, "I'm reading the Kavah Homer." Kriya Shema Doraisa Posek. If Kriya Shema, which is Doraisa, you're allowed to interrupt for certain reasons in the middle, so too, Halal, it's only Drabon, Rubaya, you know. Oh, Dilma, no, maybe we say Pursume Nisa other. What Pursume Nisa? Evidently, how is Pursume Nisa? And I'm allowed to post it in the Kachal. We're allowed to announce it. Okay, but I don't care about the Pesach right now, but rather what I'm showing you from that Gemara is that Halel is a form of Pursume Nisa. Okay? And Rabbeinu Yonah stresses the point in his commentary on the Gemara, on that Gemara. It's Rabbeinu Yonah on the Rif and Brochus, Zainaman Base, 47, talking about Halel and Megillah. Okay? Look at the third line. There, Rabbeinu Yonah, after quoting where it says, "Shehalil omrim osa lefar semanisim she'osa lano habore b'chol zman hazman." The purpose of a halil is to publicize a miracle. Okay. Now, if you put this together with the fact that a miracle increased every day, so now we understand what is halil each day, because that's part of Pursume Nisa. But even if it was one day, but okay, as long as the holiday is 8 days long, there's a concept of Pursume Nisa every single day. Now, the Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to say, but you can't just be mafsik for some silly reason. It has to be a good reason, somebody, whatever. That's a side point. Okay? Now, you could take it a step further. You could say that we talked about earlier that the Hallel and Hanukkah is an exalted status. It's not just the Rabbanah. It's maybe Cain, the Rice, and so on. Maybe that's because of the Pursuing Nisa aspect. Okay? Now, the Rambam is very clear. In Hilchos Chanukah per Gimel Ochehei, right? He says we make the bracha halak. He says before Aluch Avod. He says Chanukah is only the Rabbanon. Halal is only the Rabbanon. That was clear. Look at Aluch Avod. Below Halal shall Chanukah b'vayd shu medivrei sofrim, ela kriyas ha-halal la'olam medivrei sofrim. Halal is the Rabbanon. Okay, and that's what he says openly. And then he says all those days, as he was said before, so according to the Rambam, whether the holiday that you say it on is itself the right Rabbanon is irrelevant. Halal is the Rabbanon. Okay.
So,
we'll see in a second. The Magid Mishnah says 1 second, but the Gemara, the Gemara seemed to say the Vim Shebeneim Tiknu Osam and so on and so forth. So he says, okay, there are two different Gemaras. Okay, and actually the Rive also Tainas. Okay, that it's a little bit of steer between the Gemara. The Gemara in Brochas Yudal Alav 45 says clearly it's the Rabbanon, right? Because the only question was, does Pursume Nisa kick it up? Okay, but it's really the Rabbanon. But on the other hand, the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say it's the Nevi'im. So the Magid Mishnah talks about that a little bit, okay? And he says that's the Rambam understands the Gemara in Brochas at face value. But what emerges actually then is even if it's the Rabbanon, perhaps the idea, maybe Halal essentially is the Rabbanon, but the Pursume Nisa element of it kicks it up to a higher level. That's what kicks it up, okay? And the truth is, why does the Rambam tell us that? Well, the Bahag, Sefer Halachos Gedolos, counts Halel as a mitzvah d'oraisa among the Taryag. Look at 50. Sefer Halachos Gedolos, Elo mitzvahs kumase, number kuf aleph through kuf yotes. Yomim shmonasar v'layla echad, we're going over the layla echad now, ligmor sahal, he counts each one as a d'oraisa. Okay? Now the Rambam goes to town with that. The Rambam in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, as you know, has what he calls the Sharoshim. He has principles by which he's going to decide whether something should be enumerated as one of the Taryag or not. Okay, and his first rule is, we're only counting Doraisas. We're not counting Drabbanans. And he said, I wouldn't have to tell you that, except somebody, mentioning no names, the Bahag, okay, says that you count things like Halel. He said, it's not right. It's a Drabbanan. Okay, so that's the Rambam. Okay, I mention this because on the third line of 51, right, that's the Shorish HaRishon, the same reason, Shato Barabim. Uman, they counted their Chanukah, they counted Halal, and so on and so forth. The Ramban, in his Asogas, is not Tofer. So who says that's wrong? Okay? In principle, Halal could be Doraisa, in the sense of, of being Mepharis in the Nais. Okay? He says it's true that Gemara, he knows that Gemara in Brachas, which says it's the Rabbanon. Okay? But maybe he's talking about only those days where it maybe distinguishes between certain types of days. There's a long essay. I don't have time to read. If you're interested, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo, in his encyclopedic commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Sajigon, also counts it, like the Bahag. Okay, it's Essen, Nuntes, and Samach. So he basically posits that there's a mitzvah Pursume Nisa. That's the Oraisa. Okay? Well, the Ramban calls Halel the Rabbanon, but he agrees in principle that thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a miracle, HaKadosh HaTov, that is a Doraisa. He says, but, if you look in the first paragraph, that can be accomplished a number of ways. He says, including the Hadlokas Neiros. So he says, once you lit your candles, you've already done the Doraisa. So then, Taka, Halal is only the Rabbanah. Okay, then Takana Halas Rabbanan. It's still a Kiyum Doraisa in the sense there's no limit, he says, to the pursuing Nisa. You can publicize as much as you want. Go talk to Chabad, right? You can drive around with a menorah on the roof of the car, whatever. You want to go ahead. But I'm not saying it's a Kiyum Doraisa. Just giving this example. Okay? Because it might be. I'm not being serious. But yeah. Anyway, that's his piece. Huh? That's a possibility. That's a possibility. I once saw, I was looking, I thought he said it, I couldn't find it. I once heard Amartan Zerah Pesach, that we have to talk about Pesach. I saw that somewhere, but I couldn't find it. I'm not making it up, it's not an original thought. I just saw it somewhere. But anyway, okay, but that's not our position. Anyway, the point being, again, you read this, he says, Hanukkah, and even Hanukkah can be counted as a Doraisa for that reason, because. But anyway, it's Pesumei Nisan. So the idea is, okay, it seems to me that that's really the fourth reason. We say Hallel every day because it's a Kiyum in further publicizing the miracle, even without the idea of the Nes changing every day. Every time we sell it, we have Hanukkah, we light 8 days. So by lighting, we've already done the Doraisa, quote-unquote, Pesumei Nisan, according to this approach. But that's what the Gemara means. The Warren Brachas asked, Hanukkah is on the Rabbanon, and Kriya Shema is the Raisa. If Kriya Shema is the Raisa, then certainly you can interrupt the Halal Rabbanon. But then it goes, oh no, Pesumei Nisan ratchets it up another level. Why? Because Pesumei Nisan makes it like a Doraisa, almost. That's what I'm saying. The Pesumei Nisan makes it look like it's a Doraisa, maybe. So that's what I'm saying, this Kiyam. Now, the truth is, just to finish up, okay, the Gemara says, we can suggest one other point, and that is trying to understand a little bit about the nature of Hanukkah itself. This is my own suggestion, and we'll take it or leave it. It's just an expansion of what we said, and we'll finish up with this. The Gemara has in Megillah, famous Gemara, Yudan Malala, Megillah. Tanar Bonan, Arboim, Mishmon, Nevi'im, Sheven, Nevi'is, Nisabalim, and 48, Nevi'im in history, 7, Nevi'os, who they were, a different discussion. And they didn't add anything. What this Gemara is talking about was when Mordechai and Esther wanted to establish Mikra Megillah as a mitzvah and Purim as a holiday, the rabbis had a pundit a question. We're not allowed to add to the mitzvah of the Torah, what's going on? So they debated it. And the conclusion was it was okay. Why? It was a kalvachom, my drush, what they had. Amar chibar avon amishum and karcho, ma'am abdus lecheris amishum, misa lechayim al kol shekein. If Pesach, which was abdus lecheris, we emerged from slavery to freedom, and we're supposed to say halal, so when you emerge from Purim, Misa, right? Bikesh, Hashmid, Allah, Rangabed, right? All the Jews are supposed to be annihilated. We emerged in there and lived. That's even more so, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Okay, based on that, the Chasam Sofer actually suggests in a Tshuva, okay, Chelek Be'er Dei, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel 56, that it comes out that maybe the Halal on Hanukkah is even more important than the Halal on Sukkot and Pesach, because the holiday Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos is a halal on the Yontif. So that's the Rabbana. But this halal is a shira, so to speak, with Misa L'chaim. Okay, it's even more. It's got sort of backwards logically, maybe. But he says, and that's why maybe the Bahag said. Anyway, that's what Sam Sofer says. And in a different shuva, this is what I want to focus on, Chelek Archaim from Reish Ches 57, Sam Sofer writes, Bishlam al-Kvoa, Yom Simcha b'Yom Tovka Gon Chanukah Purim, Doraisu Mikal v'Chomer. Let's put Halal aside for a second. The essence of Chanukah is that it's established as a Yom Simcha. Okay, it may not have Karbonis, may not have Issa Malocha, but its essence is a Yom Simcha, and the Rambam says that. Per Gimel Locha Gimel, look at his words. Mipnei ze Michus Chanukah Per Gimel. His Kinuch Hachamish also Ador Shishmonis from Elu Shetchilas Melech Chamish was from Kislev. These 8 days are in 25th of Kislev. Yemei Simcha Bahala. The Gemara didn't say it. The Gemara said Hala Vehodah. The Rambam says Simcha. Yom Tovim lehalal hoda. Rashi didn't load nadi samach, and he says simcha v'halal. And a madlikin by onero. So we light candles. That's a manifestation of what? Maybe that's a manifestation of simcha. Halal and Chanukah, in its essence, according to the Rambam, and maybe that's what some soul is driving at, is a day of simcha. And you have to manifest that simcha. And putting together some of the things we said, maybe like Rabbi Chaim Perla said, the simcha is halakas neiros. The simcha is halal. The simcha is alanisim. Simcha is the kriyas after everything that we do. Okay, that's an essential element of what Hanukkah is. And therefore, you have to say halal all 8 days, because each one of the 8 days has this quality of simcha. And I would just add to bring to contemporary times. The Pesach in Tehillim, the end of Hallel, Parakuf Yuches, Pesach goes on, El Hashem, Yor Elano, Yisrael HaGavos, Yor Elano, Yor Elano, Yor, light, Hashem, shown the light in us, so to speak. So the Medrash says, the Pesach of Avos, Yitzit Kebeiv, on Mizrach Shev Chanukas, V'lama Karf 60, V'lama Karin is a Hallel, Mishakosav El Hashem, Yor Elano. Okay, now let's skip the second line, because then it talks about Purim. And he says, third line, Avabam Malchus Shayavon, Shakila Osa Kosbaruch, Ischilu Nosnin, Himnon, Vishavah, Homan Shava, Aino Avodam Leparo, Avodam Leyavon, the Achshav Avodam Shal Kosbaruch, Anu Halu Avde Hashem. Whereas by Purim, we said, Akati Avde Hashem, we still, Hanukkah, they established a Jewish kingdom. Forget about whether they weren't from Malchus Beis David, but you know, there was almost a revival of Jewish life. There was a revival of Jewish life. Unfortunately, it didn't last long. Things turned sour quickly. But at least at that moment, that's Vayor Elano. Vayor Elano was a Kadosh Baruch who shone the light, drove away the darkness of Yavon, so to speak, and allowed us to be, proclaim ourselves. I'm there, you know, that the according to the tradition, that's what Matthew Shaul's rallying cry was, Mila Hashem Elai. Right, which was what Moshe they said by the ego, right? Mila Hashem Elai. So that was the Matisyahu's rallying cry to Mila Hashem Elai, right? The Maccabee, you know, Rosh Tevis, if we spell Maccabee with a Chav, Mi Kamocho Belem Hashem, and so on. This was a renewal, a revival of being Avdei Hashem. And that's the greatest simcha. And that's true every single day of Hanukkah. That's what Hanukkah is really, in a certain sense, all about. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey says, you know why there's no Hallel Rosh Yom Kippur? Doesn't give the same reasons the Gemara, because the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim are Pesukim, but that's the same background. He says, because they're days of Tshuva Yira, Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. They're not days of excessive Simcha. The implication is that Hanukkah, when we say Hallel, it's Simcha, it's not just it's like Simcha Yisera. There's an essence. And some say that based on that Rambam, we should talk have Sudas, like I was mentioned before. And Hanukkah is not how we Paschal necessarily. You don't have to have Sudas. It's good to have, it's for sure, but you don't have to. But what I'm pointing out is that according to this approach, the reason we say Hallel every single day is because these are days of tremendous Simcha. They're the day of a reawakening of us as Avnei Hashem. And I always like to point out, that's the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, 62, Perek Gimel Pasuk Tezayin. Umin hanisim hagdola mufursamim, adam mode benisim hanistorim, shein yisod haTorah kulo. Every once in a while, we experience a tremendous, well-known miracle. Reminds us of the daily miracles, of the fact that we're, you know, only, like we say it in the davening, but unfortunately we gloss it over. Only secha shebichol yom v'mano. Only for secha v'tovah secha shebichol. It's erev, avokah v'tzorayim. There's nisim all the time. We just don't think of them as nisim. So it says the Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes did nisim gluyim, these nisim hagdolam hamufursamim, these famous oil burnt for 8 days, and they were triumph, rabbin badmatim, all the... to remind us of the everyday miracles. In that sense, Hanukkah becomes a holiday, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, that's why many people say the text should be Ve'al HaNisim and not Al HaNisim, because it's linked to what came before in Modim and in Benching. Right? No, all this, all that, all the other thing. Ve'al HaNisim, it's all one thing. It's the daily miracle, the regular miracles, and all these pronounced miracles. And therefore, to celebrate the Simcha, one should say Hanukkah, one should say Hallel all 8 days of Hanukkah. Wish everybody a prayer on Hanukkah, and a good holiday. Next week, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to be here.